One of the most significant game releases for PlayStation 3 arrives this week with Resistance 3. And on the line to chat about the continuing battle of man versus alien is the writer behind the game, John Paquette. G'day, John.
G'day, how are you?
Excellent, thanks. Now, John, congratulations on the success of the Resistance series. I mean, I know you've only just jumped on board for this game, but it seems that the formula of humans fighting for survival against an alien threat is a popular fictional theme. Is there a particular element that you think the Resistance series brings that really gives it a point of difference?
Well, I think one of the things that we focused on early on is we wanted to really look at how regular people might survive. One of the great things about video games as a medium is that they kind of let us fulfill our fantasies. And I think it's a common fantasy that everybody has of, you know, what would I do if, you know, we were invaded by, you know, aliens or, you know, some zombies or whatever. So, you know, that's one of the things that we wanted to focus on. Regular people, you know, kind of push to their limit trying to survive.
Okay, you don't get me started on zombies. There's new zombie games hitting the stores this week too.
Oh yeah, that's right, yeah.
Now, for those who might be new to Resistance, I know that it's all fairly well summed up in the first cinematic for the new game, but maybe you could just take us through an overview of what's happened so far in the last couple of PlayStation 3 games.
Sure, yeah. It all started in 1908 when a meteor came from outer space and landed in Tunguska, Russia. From there, the meteor exploded and sent this, you know, small particles of this virus through the Russian countryside. And it infected some of the local farmers. Over the next several decades, they managed to, you know, get infected and convert into these chimera. So in a sense, it's not really an alien invasion that you're experiencing in the Resistance franchise. It's really converted humans who have, you know, been exposed to this chimera virus. So in Resistance Fall of Man, the story was really about Nathan Hale and his goal to keep the chimera from attacking England in 1951. And Resistance 2, it was the story of Hale's, you know, attempt to keep the Chimera from overtaking the United States in 1953. At the end of Resistance 2, spoiler alert, Hale is killed by Joe Capelli. For Resistance 3, we follow Joe Capelli as he continues to try to survive in 1957 in America.
So I was just going to ask there, where the new game, where will that take the fight? But we're on U.S. soil for the game, yeah?
That's right. Although, you know, one of the things that I really wanted to do as the writer is explore what's happening around the world. So for the multiplayer, you know, you'll be able to play in all kinds of different communities around the world, whether it be Bogota, Colombia, or you know, the Republic of Chad in Africa, or in Alice Springs in Australia.
Excellent. Now, we'll get on to Alice Springs in a second. Of course, you talk about this virus, which has infected humans and turned them into the chimera. And I guess they become a species which is kind of evolving, which brings me to the question, sort of what have you packed into the game in terms of new enemies for us to take on?
Yeah, well, one of the unique things about Resistance 3 is that, like you said, the chimera have evolved in the last 4 years since the end of Resistance 2. So there's actually two factions, you know, what we're calling the military chimera, and those are the hybrids, you know, the steelheads, the ones that you're familiar with other games that carry around weapons and you know, try to find and kill humans. But then there's also the feral chimera, the ones that have grown in the wild and are you know, kind of evolving by themselves. So there's a couple new ones there. One is called the Leech, which was an enemy in Resistance 2, but it's evolved in Resistance 3 to be a much grosser enemy, if you will. And you'll know what I mean when you get to that point in the game. But there's also a new military chimera called the Longlegs, and this was really kind of brought about because we wanted an enemy that could leap to really tall buildings and you know, kind of snipe at you from afar, but then in less than a second jump down and land right in front of you and have a close-on melee battle. There's a couple other new enemies as well.
Okay, that sounds pretty interesting. Actually, especially when we look at playing the game in 3D, I briefly sampled Resistance 3 in 3D at E3 earlier this year. It will be the first game in the series to be made available in 3D. So for you, does this make the game a more immersive experience?
I think that's right on, yeah. when I played in 3D, you know, you really feel like you're surrounded by the world. You know, you've got things are hovering in front of you, and you know, it feels like a completely different experience. It's really fun.
Okay, now apart from the epic story campaign, which of course I guess that's most of your work, many players are all about the online experience, the multiplayer aspect of games, and especially in this genre, the maps are important to get right. So what can you tell me about including Alice Springs as a multiplayer map?
Well, as I said earlier, you know, one of the things we wanted to do with the multiplayer is really, you know, make it a part of the single player experience. You know, create this game where it feels like everything is connected. So you can go to Alice Springs in multiplayer, and you'll hear, you know, in the Australian accent, you'll hear radio broadcasts of people around Alice Springs, you know, calling for help, you know, letting you know where medicine is, you know, those kinds of things. You know, hopefully, you know, you'll feel like you're actually in Alice Springs, although from what I understand, the steering wheel is on the other side of the cars in Alice Springs. But, you know, you'll forgive us that because it is an alternate history game, right? So, you know, maybe in the history of resistance, things, you know, transpired a little differently.
Okay, so Alice Springs is obviously for us a very significant place, but what made you guys choose Alice Springs?
Well, you know, when you're developing a game, smart development is reusing assets. So we had this level that we were building for Haven, Oklahoma, and our art director took a look at the color of the dirt and the color of the dust in the air in Oklahoma, and said it was very actually similar to Alice Springs. She had been to Alice Springs before, so you know, she said, you know, why don't we, you know, set one of the levels in Alice Springs, Australia, and from there, you know, just kind of took off.
Well thought out there. Now, finally, anything else in the game that you're especially proud of that you'd like to flag for us to look out for?
No, I mean, like I said, I'm just really proud that you know, the game as a whole, it feels like a real experience. You know, the multiplayer and the single player are connected. You know, I'm excited for people to play with the weapons. The weapon wheel is back from Resistance Fall of Man. And it's really fun to have, you know, all of those weapons at your disposal with their upgrades and their alternate fires. You know, it's the kind of game that you can play several times and play it completely differently every time.
Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to spending more time with it. John Paquette, writer of the epic sci-fi first-person shooter Resistance 3, thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Andy.